I'm going to be reading out of my main springboard text is going to be Psalms 23. I'm just going to use that to get a point. I want to thank Pastor for letting me preach. It's really an honor to be able to for you guys to let me preach. Really, what a great way to start a new year than, first of all, being able to come to church on the first day of the year. And for me, I get to preach on the first day of the year, which is, for me, that's really cool. I don't know about any of you, but for me, that's really cool. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this day. Thank you for this new year. I pray that we would be better Christians this year. I pray that you'd help me as I preach. I pray that you just help us to do your will. In your name we pray. Amen. In Psalms 23, I'm just going to read the first two verses for now. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. So every time I read that verse, I always, like it says, the Lord is my shepherd, and that would make us his sheep. And I've always, in the back of my mind, I've had a curiosity. Why does the Bible liken us as to sheep? It does it multiple times. So I looked up some facts about sheep, and I was really surprised on how much their natural habits have to do with our Christian life. So, like, one of them is, like, the first one is sheep need fellowship. They go crazy if they're not together. Like, I'm big into 4-H, and I did a livestock judging class. And there was four sheep in a 10 by 20 pen that they're trying to separate. And it took two guys about 10 minutes in a gate to get one of them out of there. I mean, it was really funny to watch. But they refused to separate. They were, like, stuck together with, like, a rubber band. But, and I realized that Christians should be the same way. We should be stuck together. We should be close-knit Christian family, church family. It says in Proverbs 27, verse 17, iron sharpeneth iron, so a friend sharpens the countenance of a friend. Other Christians will sharpen you. Worldly people will not. If I'm with Nathan or Ryan or Zeke or Brother Kevin or Brother Tim, my Christian life is going to get sharpened. But if I'm out with some guy off the streets, maybe not. It's like if I try to sharpen one of my knives with a sharpener that's not working right, it's not going to sharpen my knife. But if I have a nice sharpener, it's going to work really good. Second of all, when sheep are shorn or clipped once a year, because this will produce the most amount of wool. And I could be wrong, but I don't think the sheep's thinking, yay, I get to get all my fur cut off. I'm pretty sure he's not going to have fun during that. So, in all his, the next day he's going to be cold. Like, his livelihood, pretty much, is just cut off of him. So, when I thought of that, for some reason, I thought of trials and tribulations. When a sheep goes through that, it's producing more wool or more fruit. So when we go through tribulations, we produce more fruit. We are refined like silver. It says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, will make you perfect. The verse goes on further, but I'm going to stop there. It says in James, I have to turn there because I didn't have time to write it down. 1, and I forgot to bookmark it. James 1, verses 2 and 3. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And it says later in that chapter, in verse 12, blessed is a man that endureth temptation, for he that is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. So when us as Christians are tried or go through tribulations, we're going to produce more fruit. And we're going to become better Christians. Another thing is sheep have a split in their lip. So when they're eating, if they take a bite of grass, in that grass is a thistle or something that hurts, that split in their lip will allow them to spit that bad stuff out. I read that, I thought, hey, doesn't this Holy Spirit do that? Doesn't it say, hey, this isn't right? It'll let us discern what is good doctrine and what is bad doctrine. And if it's bad, it'll let us spit it out and keep the good stuff. It says in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8, for one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, by the same Spirit. The Holy Spirit guides and directs us. It lets us know what is good doctrine and what is bad doctrine and spit the bad doctrine out. I was actually enjoying when I was figuring this out. This is an older message I had. I revised it. But it was really interesting. These are just a couple of them. There was like a ton of them that were like, you can learn from a sheep. And they're not the smartest animals. So. Another interesting fact was 5 pounds of wool will make about 2,500 yards of yarn. That little bit of wool will make that much yarn. Well, what about our faith? If we have faith like a mustard seed, we can move a mountain. So it's similar. A little bit of wool will make so much fruit. A little bit of faith will make so much, will do so much too. Actually, if you want to see how small a mustard seed is, Dad has one on his Bible, and like, it's picture mustard seed and cut it in half, and you have what you actually have. So that's just a few I found. And then back in Psalms 23, took my bookmark out. I always forget to bookmark these. You think I'll learn, but I don't. I'm going to read the whole chapter. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So if we're sheep, he's our shepherd. Not only is he our shepherd, but he's the absolute best shepherd you could possibly imagine. The God who created this whole world is watching out for me and watching out for you. I find that incredible. Another interesting fact about sheep is they have terrible eyesight. They're blind as bats. But they make up for that because their hearing is outstanding. And it says in John 10, verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. We may not be able to see what God's planned for us in 2017, but if we listen to God, He'll explain and show us and lead us to still waters. He is my shepherd, and I can hear, and we all, if we're Christians, will hear his voice. So this new year, I'm going to try my best to have fellowship like a lamb, know that trials will make us better Christians, sort through good doctrine with the Holy Spirit and spit bad doctrine out, and hear God like sheep hears its shepherds. Let's pray. Dear Father, Lord, I thank you this day. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to preach. I pray that I was a blessing to someone. Help us to have a good night tonight. In your name we pray. Amen.